Hello everybody, it's the 3rd of February, which means it's time for another February Boo. And I will try and keep this one to within the prescribed time. By the way, people have been talking about these questions that have been posted by the audio boot people. I assume we don't have to answer them if we don't need to, don't want to, but I haven't found where you find them in the first place, so I'm curious to know. Yesterday I made a veiled reference to, or not so veiled reference, to the pricing structure of audio boo, and someone found my boo and commented on it, so I thought I would talk a little more about my thoughts on it. First of all, I may have said yesterday that I thought maybe 3 minutes wasn't enough. I think maybe it is in terms from a business perspective, because if you've got people using a free account, then they're by definition not paying for the service. So, you know, how much are you going to give them? Though on the other hand, someone who can't fit everything into 3 minutes may well post two boos where they would otherwise post one, so it might not actually make much difference in terms of resources. It may be more effective in annoying people to upgrade, which is possibly the other reason for shortening it. And so I can perhaps see why they did that. But the quibble that I have is that I don't have a problem with there being £60 a year for 30 minutes of boo. I think that's a fairly reasonable price. Except that you can't pay by the month. That bothers me. I think you should be able to, even if it's slightly more. But what does bother me is that there's nothing in between. Like, they could have it so, you know, so instead of £5 or £6 a month for, you know, up to half an hour, you could have, say, you know, £2.50 a month for up to 10 minutes or something like that. And I think a lot more people would sign up for that. I would pay for 10 minutes of booing. I wouldn't, you know, a smaller amount for 10 minutes booing. I wouldn't pay, I don't think, for up to half an hour, because frankly, I wouldn't use it a lot of the time. Sure, if you want to run your podcasting service through it, or, you know, offer, if you're a radio station, you want to offer radio programs through it, sure, I can see the point of having boos of up to half an hour, and it's a, you know, external platform and everything like that, and your £5 a month gets you your space and the infrastructure and the whole box and diet. So I think it's a good deal, really. But for those of us who don't need half an hour, we just want a bit more than 3 minutes, I think there should be something in between. It's the same with Dropbox offering, you know, they made it so their minimum offering went up from 50 gigs to 100 gigs, and there's nothing in between. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so I will disappear, but that's my thoughts on the audio boot pricing structure, and hopefully they'll give us something a little cheaper to go on with. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.